This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, aimed at further strengthening trade and economic ties between the two countries, will be held in Singapore today. Four Union Ministers, Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, S. Jaishankar and Ashwini Vaishnav, will attend the meet. During their visit, the ministers will interact with their Singaporean counterparts and leadership. Maharashtra Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, has approved the implementation of a revised national pension scheme for state government employees on the lines of the Centre's Unified Pension Scheme. The revised national pension scheme is approved for implementation with effect from 1st of March 2024. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met former Financial Action Task Force FATF President T. Rajakumar in Singapore today. She congratulated Mr. Kumar on the successful completion of his tenure as FATF President. In the meeting, the Finance Minister also appreciated the former FATF President for his fair conduct of the FATF proceedings, particularly during the discussions and adoption of India's Mutual Evaluation Report. They also exchanged views on the future of FATF and India's role within the organization. The Indian Navy's warship INS Mumbai reached Colombo today for a three-day visit with the Sri Lankan Navy, ceremonially receiving the ship. This visit marks INS Mumbai's first visit to a Sri Lankan port and the eighth visit by an Indian Navy ship to Sri Lanka in 2024. During its stay, INS Mumbai will deliver essential spare parts for the Dornier Maritime Patrol aircraft operated by the Sri Lanka Air Force. The visit will include a familiarization tour of INS Mumbai for Sri Lanka Navy personnel aimed at sharing operational practices. Additionally, the ship's commanding officer will meet with Rear Admiral W.D.C.U. Kumarasinghe, commander of the Western Naval Area. As part of the visit, INS Mumbai will conduct joint activities with the Sri Lankan Navy, including sports events, yoga sessions and a beach cleaning initiative. The visit is categorized as an operational turnaround, during which the ship will replenish fuel and provisions. Festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to the temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh is fully geared to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. Thousands of temples, including Banke Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir, ISKCON Temple and Sri Krishna Janmabhumi Temple, have been tastefully decorated in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all citizens and Indians living abroad on the occasion of Janmashtami. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on Janmashtami for everyone. Paris Paralympics 2024 is all set to begin from 28th of this month. The 11 days of non-stop sports will begin after a grand opening ceremony on Wednesday and will last till 8th of next month. This time, India is sending its largest contingent ever in the history of games with 84 athletes. In a video message, Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, extended his best wishes to the Indian contingent and urged citizens to encourage the athletes by raising the slogans of Cheer for Bharat. The U.S. Open Tennis Tournament 2024 will kick off in New York today. All eyes will be on Sumit Nagal and Rohan Bopanna as they lead the Indian Challenge. Sumit Nagal is set to become the first Indian man since 2019 to compete in the singles event of all four Grand Slam tournaments in a year. Nagal, 72nd in the tennis rankings, reached the second round at the Australian Open before crashing out of the first rounds in the French Open and Wimbledon Championships this year. Rohan Bopanna, a two-time Grand Slam champion, and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden have been seeded second in men's doubles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.